Hello, Fisher. With this week's General Podcast. This is episode 13, and today's topic is going to be Hurry Up. But don't you come on back to the war. But don't you come on back to the war. So this week, there is actually going to be two podcasts, owing to the fact that I've been sick for about 4 days with, sort of a cold, fever, stupid thing. It really wasn't very interesting. Wasn't really enough to stay in bed for, but I probably should have. Anyway, today I wanted to be sure and get the podcast out because we're now entering the final third. This is the 13th of 18th planned podcasts, and it's been advertised as the podcast to get everybody who hasn't done the half hour a day, go slow, learn a lot method. This is for the rest of you, probably all of you. It's panic time. So to begin with, you really shouldn't be panicking. We all kind of knew that it would go this way, and what we have to do is organize. And the idea of organizing is to do the part that you avoid, which is the thinking and soul searching, and reduce the problem being past general one, to cranking widgets. And cranking a widget is something you just do without thinking about it too much. So this kind of planning really relies on honesty and self-knowledge. And given that this is Monday of finals week, and probably most of you have a couple of finals and various other things due the rest of this week, and then we'll be traveling home, some of you a great distance, for the holidays, and then spending time seeing your loved ones or college buddies or girlfriends or boyfriends or spouses, and then coming back something like January 3rd, we have to be realistic about how you're going to want to spend most of this time, which is not spending many hours a day studying for General 1. So last time I asked you to gather things and set aside a place for study during this week. You should now have everything gathered and begin thinking about how to divide up the time, given the fact that probably the next 2 weeks are not going to be optimal study conditions. So what you really want to do is spend the next couple of weeks finding out what you're really going to need to drill in on when you get back. So this podcast will be oriented towards what to do in the next week, i.e. between now and Christmas. The podcast that goes out on Christmas Day, and yes, there will be one, so if you've asked for a new iPod, you can run it in listening to me, will be spent talking about what to do between then and January 3rd. So what to do between now and Christmas? What to do between now and Christmas is listen to all the other podcasts. There's probably about 9 or 10 hours of listening. Maybe you don't want to do that, in which case, listen to the first three, which are about outlining, organizing your thinking, and approaching problems. So listen to those, and then go through and make all the outlines that I talk about. I think it's in the third podcast. These are going to be 5 or 6 outlines in the major topics that we've been talking about, and you should make all of those outlines. Probably takes about an hour each. So you should be planning on spending an hour to 2 hours a day, depending on how you feel your preparation is, but at least an hour. So a fair bit of the time is going to be spent making up the outlines. Step two is go through the outlines and make lists of everything you feel you don't really understand in a particular area. So you want to go in to the time after Christmas, where you can really begin studying things, knowing what you don't know. Item three is to go through all of the old general exams, which hopefully you've downloaded and made hard copies of. Note, downloaded and made hard copies of so that you can look at them, for example, on the airplane or sitting on the floor at Logan Airport or waiting for a cab in Des Moines or wherever the hell you're going. Go through all of those old general exams except for one. One you're going to save because 2 weeks before General 1, you're going to sit down and you're going to take that exam like you are really taking the exam, as my colleague Ulrich Becker would say, in battle conditions. So we're going to save one. The other is go through. Don't sit down and work every single problem. Look at each problem. If off the top of your head you pretty much think you know how to do it, move on. If it's not obvious how to do it, begin working on it until either it's obvious that you know how to do it or obvious that you don't know how to do it, and then add the subject of that problem to your list. So there are probably order of 100 problems that you can look at. So go through, and out of those 100 problems, you should emerge with a list of all the ones that you don't know how to work and why you don't know how to work them. So towards the end of this week, by Christmas, and I expect you to study for an hour on Christmas, by the way, I'll be making a podcast that day, so you have no excuse. By Christmas, you should have this big sort of mishmash of things that you don't understand. Then go through that list and sort things and try to come up with, you know, the fewest big topics of what you need to study. If you wish, you can email those things to me, and I'll try to make room for covering them in the 6 or 7 podcasts that are left. At any rate, that should generate for you a list of what you really need to look at. And so the time after Christmas, we'll begin talking about how to go about boning up on those things. Somebody sent a couple of people have sent emails saying that they don't have a good book for such and such. What notes am I using? Where can I get the notes that these podcasts are coming from? These podcasts are coming from some of my undergraduate notes, which, you know, are not really very available because they're very disorganized and not very easy to read by anyone except me. Some notes from Caltech from a course called Physics 136 A, B, and C, which is Applications of Classical Mechanics. That's something I could Xerox selected pages out of, but a little bit reluctant to since its copyright status is somewhat vague. The textbooks I look at are, for mechanics, Marion, second edition, which is the crappy edition, and Landau, Volume 1, which is somewhat terse, but if you're going to be a physicist, you should have all the Landau books. That's just a given. For E&M, Purcell. For statistical mechanics, Cattell and Cromer. For thermodynamics, Papard. For quantum mechanics, Griffiths. And for optics and wave, a book by Hecht. There is an earlier edition, which is Hecht and Zajac. Zajac is spelled Z-A-J-A-C. So those are kind of my core books. And pretty much everything I ever look up comes from those. Some other books floating around on the margins are Arfkin. Jackson, of course. I was actually privileged to take that course from Jackson, and he's a pretty smart guy. He can do all those problems. People frequently ask about Feynman lectures on physics. They're wonderful, wonderful books, and you should read them. They're delightful. Don't study from them. You know, Feynman's a very clever guy. Everything he did was by a trick or clever intuition. They're not really good for building up the base knowledge. I know I speak heresy, but, you know, I just got to tell you that it's just not that valuable to study.
Yes, I rise up from her arms. She says, I guess you call this love. I call it room service. But don't you come on back to the wall, to the wall. What don't you come on back to the wall, to the wall. You cannot stand what
I. Of course, I'd like to thank Sheila Morrison and her husband John, Tom Thompson and Mayor Venus. And Lana Newman and Tom Lee from Raps. And I'll be talking to you again later in the week. So, until then, good luck with your finals and good luck with your Christmas and holiday shopping. And have a good time in Cambridge or wherever you are.
What's up?